when I had this vision. And remember, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my God, you are very great. Great. And I began to look at that and I saw this vision came back in my mind. I saw the whole world just in a globe. You know, just a globe. You know how you, the world being a globe. But I saw God standing up over that great, up over that globe. I didn't see him from waist down. I saw him like from up here. And he stood so high and mighty. And all I could see, I'm going to read down and then you begin to see. And this is how I thought about it. What he was clothed with, the brightness of him. Didn't actually see his face, but I knew it was him. Just big, great, and mighty God standing up over this whole world. Didn't see the waist on down. Just saw him. I said, you are a mighty God. You are a big God. Yeah. And I began to see how great that he was. And that morning, you know, I came to Sunday school and I saw Marie. She had this. You all might have seen her with it on. She has a white blouse. It looks so pure and white. And I looked at that. I said, oh, that's how they saw him. Just pure, white, light, brightness. I said, oh, my God. See, when you see something, you can understand it better. When you see something, you know what to do. And I began to see God differently. This how, you know, and to go forth. And I said, okay. As it go forth, to this Psalms 104 going to tell about God and his greatness. He said, you are clothed with honor and majesty. He's clothed with power. You cover yourself with light as in a garment. That's how I saw Marie with that blouse she had on. It was just like light. It was just pure, bright. It was white. To go on, this is the Almighty God. This is the great God. When we say, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. He's great. And that is who he is. He's great and mighty, powerful, full of honor. Then I went on to read on, and it says, who stretched out the heavens like a curtain. So you got to see all this. Like a curtain. We all have curtains or blinds or whatever, but you know what a curtain is. Yes. It says he stretched out the heavens. And laid it just like a curtain. This the God. This is that great God. Amen. He said, who made the clouds his chariot. When I first heard that scripture, it was through Pastor. I went home that night. That's all I thought about. Over in the night till I went to sleep. I looked at it. Who made the clouds his chariot? That's something now. It's the great God. Who made the clouds? We all have seen clouds. His chariot? Then go on about this great God. Teach something else he did. Just, who walks on the wings of the wind. We all have, you know, you don't see the wind, but you know it's there. But you just think he in that. He walk on the wings of wind. Who can do that? Nobody but this great God that we're talking about. Bless the Lord. We're going to see him tonight in another way. Amen. Who make his angels spirits. We know about angels. And his ministers a flame of fire. We know who talk about fire all the time. His ministers. I began to say, baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire. Yeah. Baptize me, Lord. When Isaiah found out something, he said, woe unto me. He saw something. And there were more when things came up on them, they really began to see God. This great God that we talk about. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then it go on, he said, who lays the foundation of the earth? My Lord. The foundation, a solid foundation of this earth. He cover you cover it with the deeps as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains, and at the rebuke they flee, and the voice of thunder they haste away. And I just stop. The voice of thunder that haste away. They went up over the mountain, they went down into the valley. Then I began to think about Psalms 29. You don't have to turn, because we'll go on. Psalms 29 says, the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory and thunder. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. His voice is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty, is full of power. This great God that we serve. This great God who we look to. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. This is Him. He can speak and things begin to happen. And when we say He's great God, He's large, He's huge, sovereign God. He's a big God. As the songwriter said, He's bigger than the universe. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. He's bigger. My Lord. And then it says that to the place which you found for them, you have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. And I looked at that. And I thought about Isaiah. Isaiah, he says, just a minute, I thought I wrote that one down. Isaiah 40.